Did talk to some of your offensive linemen who talked about the crowd, and it's been already documented Minnesota's a nasty building to play in. How concerned are you about that?
I tell you, it is a tough environment, and they're a talented football team. You know, we've worked very hard starting in the offseason through the summer and in Dallas working on things we need to do to handle the cadence and the crowd noise and have great communication. We're going to have to really be on point, you know, both verbal and visual communication to make sure we're able to get off on the snap count against a dynamic pass rush.
The way they've played, you know, these first couple games, I mean, do you see this as like one of the hottest or the hottest defense in the league?
Very talented group, very well-coached group. I mean, you just start up front. I mean, playing at a high level, and Griffin is a heck of a pass rusher, a competitor. Of course, Linville, you know, remember his days here and what a dynamic player he was. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. The linebackers, tremendous, both in run and pass. And the secondary, you know, got a couple of very physical safeties. Mm-hmm. Harrison Smith playing tremendous as well. We're going to really have our hands full. We're excited, but we're eager for the challenge.
What makes Griffin so difficult, the guy you mentioned?
You know, I think he has a great get-off. He gets off, is very good at changing up his moves. You know, he'll have speed to power. He has a spin move. And he's a relentless player. I mean, he puts great effort in both the run and the pass, and he's a competitor that even if you see on film times, guys don't necessarily get the best of him, and he might be blocked, but then don't rest on it because he's going to come at you harder, and he's definitely thrives in those third down situations and the two-minute situations.
How has Rashad Jennings looked to you since last week?
He improved. He looked improved from last week. We've continued to get him involved and hoping for the best. He's certainly better adjusted, I should say, to having the issue with his thumb and so forth. So we're excited to hopefully see where he can be at for us Monday night.
What do you like about Darkwood? You have to lean on him a little bit.
You know, Darkwood is a very tough. He's versatile. He can run hard. He can. He's very aware of our pass protection schemes. He'll execute that job well. He catches the ball. So he's a versatile player. You know, he's had some issues in the past in terms of not being able to stay healthy, perhaps, and just some bad luck. Knock on wood, he's been very healthy and been very productive, and I'm glad he's here. He's certainly someone, you know, if he's called upon, we have great confidence in.
How similar is Rainey's skill set to Vereen in your estimation?
There are a lot of similarities. I think both guys, it's tough to replace a guy like Shane Vereen, and we're certainly hoping for the best and wish him a speedy recovery. He's not just a heck of a player, he's a heck of a young man. As far as Bobby, the ability to catch the ball, the ability to have that short area burst, there's a lot of things that I think there is some carryover. And then, of course, as it all starts on third down, an awareness of pass protection and being able to know who to block and then execute it. So if called upon, we feel confident in Bobby Rainey as well.
Are you going with the preparation that Jennings will play on Monday?
We're going to wait and see how it all plays itself out, to be honest with you. He's practiced. We're having everybody practice. I think anytime there's an injury, you have to have contingency plans, but you also have to be ready to have everybody that's all hands on deck available to help out. So we'll wait and see how it shakes out Monday night.
Did you put a good word in for Bobby when you guys signed him in the offseason?
You know, I was with Bobby in Tampa Bay. Just for that 1 year, was just an excellent worker and productive. Had a heck of a Monday night, ironically. Had, I think, about 160 yards against Miami. One of the few bright spots of that 2013 season. But he an outstanding young man, hard worker, brings some good things to the table. And when I was asked about him, obviously we have our scouts do their due diligence. But in terms of giving him references as far as a worker, a team guy, a team-first guy, I couldn't say enough good things about him and happy he's here.
Mike, how do you strike the balance of attacking a defense like this with your weapons and what you have, but also being careful, knowing how they can really cause havoc up front?
Well, I think a big part of that is going to be trying to stay in those third and manageables, trying to stay on schedule on first and second down. And it really starts with us, as everyone here knows, we've got to do a better job taking care of the football and being able to stay out of those negative plays, whether it's penalties or the tackles for losses, et cetera, so that we can have the versatility, as you mentioned, because we have to try to keep them guessing. We want to try to put our best foot forward. We'll have schemes, designs, tries to get various players to football. But if we're doing things on their terms, in their place, with their great players, that's going to be an advantage for them. We got to do things to try to keep them off balance and do things that are on our terms so that we can keep them off balance.
Do you think Perkins is ready to get an opportunity?
You know, he's obviously been set back because he wasn't here in the spring, and that is a big disadvantage through no fault of his. I will say this, the young man is very diligent. He works extremely hard. He's smart, and he has a lot of the characteristics you're looking for. He's got the size. He's physical. He catches the ball well. It's just a matter of trying to play catch-up, and he's been force-fed, especially these past couple weeks, and he's done well so far. And we feel very confident whoever's called upon, whether Rashad's able to go or any of the other guys that are on our team, Coach Johnson, Craig Johnson does a heck of a job with them, and we feel very comfortable whoever's called upon will get the job done.
Mike, do you feel like you need to take more chances with your three receivers, even if they are sometimes covered, to just get them the ball? In terms of other players, you know, I'm talking about, you know, Victor and Sterling and
I got you. I got you. The thing that we look at with those three guys, we'll design plays in certain cases where there's a possibility if one guy is likely to get the ball more than the other. But, you know, Eli has to follow his reads, and you know, we don't get to control what they're going to do defensively. And I think that is an advantage for us that maybe in the past teams could really zero in and try to take away one guy. And I think what you've seen is that's created more opportunities in terms of some of the production that Victor's had, some of the production that certainly Sterling has had. And, of course, we're always trying to do everything in terms of moving Odell around and trying to get him involved. And so I think there's a balance that needs to be struck, though, in terms of, well, we do pass the football. We got to make sure we're able to run the football to try to wear down that great pass rush and try to have that balance so, again, we can have more of the passes occur on our terms.